More than $120,000 in drugs and guns were seized by police from a Timmins house after a standoff that lasted nearly 15 hours. The items are from a Carrigan Roadhouse that has been the focus of a Timmins police investigation this week. Officers were called to the residence on March 23 after receiving a 911 call. While several people inside the home left and were arrested by police, it took about 15 hours for the last two people to leave the residence. Timmins police says the search led to the seizure of 1,004 grams of cocaine, 23 grams of fentanyl, 94 grams of crystal methamphetamine, and 2,200 methamphetamine tablets. The total street value of the drugs is a little over $120,000, says police. Three 9mm handguns, ammunition and two tasers were also seized. Eight people are facing a total of 18 criminal charges so far. Timmins police says the Criminal Investigations Division is still working on the incident and there could be more charges. Terry Valencourt, 47, of Timmins, 62-year-old Greg Thrones of Timmins, 27-year-old Rain Inishinape of Timmins, 21-year-old Devin Che of Toronto, and 21-year-old Matthew DiGiandomenico of Toronto are charged with conspiracy to commit murder, assault with a weapon, aggravated assault, assault, administering a noxious substance, forcible confinement, numerous weapons-related charges, and several breaches of release orders and probation orders. Valencourt and Thrones are also charged with kidnapping. Tisa Mutswero, 46, of Timmins is charged with unauthorized possession of a firearm, two counts of breach of probation, breach of recognizance. Jacob Fortin, 27, of Timmins is charged with possession of a prohibited device, possession of a firearm or ammunition contrary to a prohibition order. Fortin was released from police custody on March 23 and has a future court date. John Laverne, 63, of Timmins is charged with possession of a prohibited device or ammunition, and operation while prohibited. He was released from police custody on March 23 and has a future court date. None of the charges have been tested in court and the accused are considered innocent unless proven guilty.